Russia. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Germany is saying it expects to be completely independent of Russian fossil fuels by late summer. Ukrainian officials saying some civilians have been evacuated from a Mariupol steel plant. They had been trapped inside for weeks.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says around 100 civilians are being evacuated from the southern port city of Mariupol. There's a steel plant here, and in the coming hours and days, more people who are trapped inside are expected to make their way to safety. This does come after Russia's defense ministry said over the weekend that at least 46 civilians were allowed to leave the area that is known to have more than 1,000 Ukrainian residents and 2,000 Ukrainian soldiers inside.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv, Ukraine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other House representatives meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky early Sunday in Kyiv, where they spoke about the $33 billion aid package that President Biden wants Congress to pass. Former President Trump at a Save America rally in Greenwood, Nebraska Sunday, criticizing the Biden administration's border policies.
We completely finished our original plan of border wall. We then added much more and almost got that finished, too. Despite 2.5 years of litigation that we had to go through, we built much more than we even thought.
Republicans and Democrats expecting a surge in migrants crossing the border when Title 42 ends on May 23rd.
There were 555,000 apprehensions this time last year. At this point right now, we're looking at 1 million-plus apprehensions. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas insists the Border Patrol is in a good position to handle what could be as many as 18,000 new migrants crossing illegally a day once Title 42 ends.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Eagle Pass, Texas. Italy and Greece relaxing some COVID-19 travel restrictions just in time for summer. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The New York City Police Department instituting a new plan to deal with the state's crime wave.
The NYPD will be surging resources to the most dangerous areas of the city during the most dangerous time of night. The chief of department, Ken Corey, says half of all shootings happen during a five-hour window between 9 at night and 2 in the morning. The new summer plan includes more cops on patrol at night. They're moving 350 neighborhood coordinating officers onto evening patrol. Three cars on the midnight shift will start 3 hours earlier, and they're also using field intelligence officers. There will be an inspector in each borough, including two in the Bronx, which will help police better respond to where violence is happening and where they believe it might happen.
Fox's Nate Foy. Sunday is International Workers' Day.
International Workers' Day, also called May Day, is observed on May 1st in many countries. Its roots go back to the 1800s as a day in support of workers and the labor movement. In 1889, it was designated as a day to commemorate the Haymarket riot in Chicago 3 years earlier. In 1894, President Grover Cleveland signed legislation that officially moved the U.S. observance of Labor Day to the first Monday of September. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
New rules for banks regarding reporting data breaches.
Rule changes going into effect require banks to notify federal oversight agencies within 36 hours of detecting data breaches. The rule comes as part of a new financial oversight law signed by President Biden. Data breaches could include any occurrence compromising confidentiality, integrity, or availability of a given bank's services. Banks have become a regular target for cyber terrorists, and officials expect an increase in those attacks connected with Russia's war on Ukraine and the U.S. involvement in supplying Ukraine with money and weapons. Eben Brown, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.